Hey, good morning, everyone. Over the weekend, we've been monitoring and watching the breakout slowly pull away from the main pad and establish itself as what we're calling, as of this morning, the new flow front. So that breakout has, again, pulled away from the existing flow pad or the original flow pad, moving in a northeast direction, a little more north than northeast, and still following one of the identified paths of steepest descent. Over the last 24 to 36 hours, it has advanced several hundred yards from yesterday afternoon till this morning, estimated between 350 to 400 yards. Very narrow, estimated at the leading edge about 50 to 75 yards wide. There's some photos on our Facebook page and the Civil Defense website that shows how active that particular new flow is. There was a fairly significant ribbon of lava this morning moving downslope, very visible with a slightly wider flow front, like I said, about 50 to 75 yards as it was kind of panning out or widening there. So it is advancing. At the current position right now, as of this morning, it was about 2.9 miles. And as a reference, we're now referring to the intersection of Highway 130 and the Pahoa Village Road as the reference point. That does not in any way imply that that's the likely point of where the flow would advance to, but at least it's a reference point that the community can identify with and gauge where the flow is located roughly. The other reason why we're not using the Paha Street area anymore is that it appears that it's moving in a direction that would either run parallel to Paha Street, so therefore not moving in a direction towards Paha Street. So again, it has advanced. It's still active. We're going to be doing another flight later this afternoon. HVO is also doing a flight, I believe, at noon today. We did see another breakout upslope. That one has not advanced very far off of the existing flow pad. Again, some burning on the edges. And along the south side of the flow pad, just limited burning, very light burning, no advancing breakouts or anything there. So for those that might have been concerned with any possible threat to like the Kohe area, any activity that for us showed any indication that there was a breakout moving towards the Apa'a area, Kohe Homesteads area along the south side. So the most vigorous and active activity was along the north side and with that new, what we're calling the new flow, advancing flow front. Smoke conditions are relatively light to moderate. The winds are favorable, again, blowing the smoke in kind of a southeast direction, we're still down towards the Kalapana area. So not a whole lot of smoke in the residential areas. It's still in the same areas that we had brush fires, but fortunately the vegetation is fairly wet. And it was raining yesterday and again this morning, so no brush fire threat. And again, no imminent threat or immediate threat to the community south slope. So I'm open to any questions you may have at this time.
Hi, Daryl. Tom, the Tribune Herald. It looks like the path of steepest descent that's on would take it through the Malama Market area if it stays on that path. Is that correct?
That's correct. To the extent that there are two paths of steepest descent that will eventually be very close to one another, and it might be premature to say that it's going to stay on this particular path with any real, I guess, confidence. As you know, Steve and his team have been really good about explaining is that further downslope, there is a point at which at least two of the paths of steepest descent are very close to each other. Now, whether or not that will change the possible track or path, that's yet to be seen as it approaches that area. But for now, the path that is marked on the maps that the flow is currently following does follow the terrain and topography down to the Malama Market area.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Daryl Brooks at KITV, and I apologize for asking what may seem like an obvious question to you, but sometimes this will get a good soundbite that we can use. You've decided to call this the new flow front. What's the distinction? What's happened with this flow that allows you to give it that new distinction, that new label as its own flow?
Well, from a civil defense perspective, it has broken away from the existing flow pad and has advanced a significant distance to where, again, my impression or civil defense perspective, it appears to be receiving a large volume of the supply that's coming down slope to where it, again, we're anticipating it to continue to move as long as it is being supplied and continue to be somewhat focused and moving as a uniform flow front rather than a series of breakouts along the flow pad. This appears to be independent or now has broken away from the flow pad and receiving sufficient material or lava to continue on its track. I'm not sure if that helps to answer the question.
Hi, Daryl. Tom again at Trib. I was able to bring up the map, and I see that the other steepest line of descent appears like it, if it did follow that path, would take it towards Ainaloa. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess like I said, it's at one point downslope, the two closest or in proximity paths of steepest descent do almost come together, and that's where until it gets to that point, it's difficult to say with any certainty which track it may take. It may even take its own track. It's hard to say, but right now, you know, I think we've been very fortunate with the tools that HVO has provided us with and looking at those paths of steepest descent with the original lava flow. They have or it has followed those paths pretty well, but again, at some point in the near future, they will get very close together, and it's uncertain if it will stay on one or move to the other.
I see. But the other one would follow a different track, more towards the Ainaloa area, it appears. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. More in that north direction.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, this is Mike from HVO. I just wanted to clarify. It's actually that path would not take it to Ainaloa. It veers off to the east before it reaches Ainaloa.
Is there any particular community that would be more threatened if it did go on that path?
Well, you know, all of the sort of area downslope from Paradise Park through Pahoa is potentially impacted by these flow lines or these steepest descent paths that we've calculated, and it's really difficult to say, especially when it gets to these areas that sort of have a low slope where a lot of lines intersect, which one it will eventually decide to follow. It may follow multiple ones. It may split and follow two, and then the advance rate would drop because you're splitting among different ways. So it's pretty hard to tell at this point which one it will eventually go into, if only one. But certainly, you know, all of the things that we've been saying for the past few months remain in play in terms of where this may eventually impact.
Okay.
Daryl, Denise Leighton here. Given that it's moving about 400 yards, 300 yards a day, what is the estimated time frame that you have for it to actually reach 130 or Malama Market?
Well, I'll be just doing a mathematical calculation based on 2.9 miles and roughly about a quarter mile per day and coming up with a figure there. But I think that we've seen in the past when it's so far out, it's difficult to say that that would be an accurate assessment as things could change. But that would just be a rough calculation right there. So we're looking at 6-8 days possibly if it stayed in its current rate of advancement, or if it slowed down, that would change it as well.
Gotcha.
Hey, Daryl, Chelsea with West Hawaii today. You referred to that breakout on the south side of the flow pad. I didn't quite get all that. Is it still active there, or what's happening?
On the south side, up near the geothermal well site, there was some burning of vegetation, but no real active moving breakout. So it just indicates that there was some hot material along the edge on the south side of the flank, just below the well pad area. But, again, no forward advancing type of movement that we could see this morning.
Thank you.
Sure.
Daryl, one other quick question, Denise, again. There was talk last week or the week before there was going to be a third air monitoring station put in. Any status update on that?
So I'm actually waiting from Department of Health. They were in the process of trying to get that third air quality monitoring station up, and that was going to be at their site just outside of the PGV site down in Leilani. And we're also looking at possibly a fourth air monitoring station, and discussions or the request I've made from the Department of Health is to consider placing it down in the Kalapana Seaview area, which we do frequently get concerns voiced from the residents in that area because of the predominant trades and where the both the vog and the smoke from the burning vegetation tends to end up with the typical trade wind patterns. And we're also, through the mayor's office, pursuing a portable air monitoring station that would be comparable to these fixed units that are used to measure air quality in a standard that is accepted by both DOH and EPA. And it's portable, so it allows us to place it downwind from any burning activity or any type of a particulate dispersion type of an event, so even a dust event in the future. So we are trying to increase capacity within the county and in support of DOH with additional air quality monitoring.
Thank you.
Sure.
Do you have a time frame on the arrival of any of those?
I'll find out on the third and fourth units. The fourth unit, like I said, would be something that has to be procured, so that will take a little longer. But the third unit, as I understood, was in DOH's hands already. Just a clarification, my math was off. I have 2.9 miles, or roughly 3 miles. We're looking at anywhere from 12 to 16 days out, not 6 to 8, sorry.
Hey, this is Kevin. I know USGS is also on the line. Were there any questions for HVO, or did HVO want to make a statement?
This is Mike. I can just give you the latest from our perspective. We have satellite imagery from as early as this morning that basically confirms the story that Darrow just told you, this narrow finger that's broken away from the main body of the flow, the previous existing flow, and is headed off to the north. We also have a crew that just left on a flight about 10 minutes ago. They'll be trying to take a sample, also trying to collect one of those VLF measurements for the amount of material that's being transported through the flow. We also are experiencing one of those deflation events that happens at the summit, which typically results in less supply out to Pu'ual. And if this pattern is the same as what we've seen with similar ones, and we might expect a slight decrease in the amount of lava that's being supplied to the flow over the next few days. We'll know more about that after the crew gets back today, and we'll issue a status report this afternoon with all of their observations.
Hi, this is Peter, sir. I just want to clarify if there's a better way to say where you're talking about the 2.9 miles from the start of the Pahoa bypass, because I'm not sure if Pahoa Village Road really reaches that far up.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Darrell. We're just trying to use the maps that are published and the reference points there. So it's actually where that intersection is that joins. It's just to the north of Kahakai, so it's Highway 130, and where the village road comes off of that and enters into the town. So it's that intersection there by the Longs and, again, north of Kahakai.
Thank you very much for that.
Sure.
Carl, this is Andrew Hara with NME of Hawaii.
Hi.
I had a question about the TFR and if there's going to be a new TFR in place for the advancing lava flow breakout.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. We did request a renewal of the TFR in the current location or general area. Looking like, you know, where the current flow activity is at, it's not overpopulated areas, so that's a relief at this time. Again, trying to be as accommodating as we can of the overflights. But in the event it does begin to move in an area closer to populated areas, or once it's in an area where we would likely have emergency personnel on the ground working, that includes, personnel from HVO also trying to conduct ground assessments, then we would likely be requesting to move the TFR to provide for the protection of the personnel on the ground. But currently, the flow front where it's at right now is very near to the edge of the existing TFR boundary, and it might actually exit that edge. And again, provided it stays away from the populated areas, it should be more accessible to the overflights.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.